Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast. We are here with the intrepid team of Tara Sood, Daniel Romo, Amy Sugarman, yes.
I just realized something.
What did you just realize?
You're home.
Yes. See the I'm home. And I'm happy. And I'm home, baby. And I'm
oh my God.
Oh yeah,
you're
man.
Home.
Yes. I woke up this morning and I cooked my son an omelet with peppers and cheese and green onions and the whole deal. Yes.
For anyone who's late to the party, Scott has been in Canada for like 3 months?
Four months.
Oh my God.
4 solid months. And I was, in a word, two words, losing it, man. And I think you guys could tell, right?
You were great, but so have you not slept in your own bed for 4 months?
Since June 7th.
Oh wow. My God.
And now I'm in my bed and I am sleeping like a 2-year-old baby. I'm snoozing away.
Welcome home.
Oh man, thank you. It's good to be back in Cali. I gotta tell you. It's really good. Isn't that weird? Like, you know, you take it for granted and then you leave for a while, you come back and you're like, wow, Cali, man. Love it.
Danielle likes to travel. I don't like to travel.
I love it.
I love to travel too, but not for 4 months at a time.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, like a couple really days tough. Is good, and then I want to be back in my bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And also not for leisure. Like you were going to work, you know, not for I want to explore Europe. That's a different 4 months than I have to go somewhere in one spot and just work.
You mean like Rory and Lorelai did in Europe? Bringing it around.
Oh, man. But no, it's so great to be home.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate being allowed back into California because I know it was up to you guys, right? Yeah.
We made the decision. We told them no, but.
Thank you. Yeah, I had bigger people on my side. So I'm glad
you're home for this. You talk about this episode and let's. I got a couple questions.
Yeah. All right. So Danielle, you want to synopsize?
Yeah,
go ahead, synopsize this. Go ahead. All right. Danielle, the floor is yours, Danielle Roma, ladies and gentlemen.
I got you. Season 4, Episode 4, Chicken or Beef. Air date October 14th, 2003. Back in Stars Hollow for the weekend, Rory runs into Dean, who awkwardly invites her to his wedding the next day. During his bachelor party that night, Dean stumbles into Luke's diner and drunkenly confesses to missing Rory. Meanwhile, while trying to get construction started on the new Dragonfly Inn, Lorelai and Suki are driven crazy by Taylor, who controls the permit procedures for every building in town.
So, thank you, Danielle. Here's what I have to say. This is, I had a lot of questions about this episode as I was watching it when I finished it. So I went back and I looked, was there a new DP? Because we went through a couple of different DPs, directors of photography, cinematography. It kind of looked different. It looked a little flat. Something was off and I didn't know what I couldn't quite put my finger on it, whether it was script or acting or lighting or whatever it was. But it didn't feel like the show I had fallen in love with. And I know Chris Long directed it and he's brilliant. Love Chris Long. It's a new writer, Jane Espenson, who's a terrific writer. But the opening for me, I got to tell you, annoyed the junk
the
out of me,
system.
Like an alarm,
Scott.
The thing that is, it's like telephones ringing in scenes bug me and, this alarm thing. And I just thought, boy, this is not. Why are they intentionally annoying the audience trying to make a joke? I didn't think it was funny. Amy, how do you feel? You're gesticulating over there. So I'm just
so happy that I am not alone.
Yeah.
So, and I know we're going to get hateful comments, but I have to say, and I really am curious what you guys, Alexis or Rory, I'm not sure which, seemed weird. For me, I was like, what is this, an imposter? What is going on? Did anyone else? I thought you guys, my Alexa freaking went off when I was
I heard it. You should have let it go.
Did you just tell it to shut up? you mute.
How am I gonna? So I'm just gonna have to call her A because.
Right, exactly.
So okay, so did nobody? So I was like, what is going on?
I was having an out of body experience watching this. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
it was,
guys.
It was very strange.
I loved this episode
I did too.
Much.
Tell us why. Now we have teams.
I loved it.
Amy Scott versus Tara and Danielle. Go.
I don't even know if I have a rationale. I just thought I was fully entertained the entire time. I loved it so much. I thought it was such a great episode. I loved all the Dean stuff. Maybe I'm just Team Dean. I don't know. But
no, I like it. I like the episode. I just thought
either Rory was off. Do you think it was?
Was it the haircut?
I was going to say, was it the haircut?
She seemed.
We
like
have a college girl on our hands now. She's going to have different hair. She's going to have a different way she walks, different clothes,
different
she
acted. And
a different way. She doesn't really need her mom that much anymore, which has kind of broken the narrative of the show somewhat. One of the main themes of the show is Lorelai protecting her daughter, driving her daughter crazy, teaching her daughter, getting angry at her daughter, loving her daughter, all of that stuff. And she has long hair. Now she has short hair. She doesn't need her mom so much anymore. So what are we in for here? Now, I mean, now the complaint that was that I lodged last episode, you can't take it out of Stars Hollow. Now we're back in Stars Hollow with all the characters, right? The full rainbow, right. The full plethora of characters here, yet it still seemed flat for some reason. With the short hair, the alarms, you know, it was kind of annoying.
The alarm was bad. Yeah. You know why I think, so mate, because I thought the second half of the episode, it seemed more normal. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the alarm because they had to sort of yell. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this is, ugh. And I love everything, but I'm like the yelling and it was weird acting. Like,
I wrote in my notes, this is about 10 songs short of a bad musical. you know what I'm saying? It's like, why are they, everybody's, the acting was so stilted. It was over the top. Everybody's shouting, even after the alarm, even after the alarm stopped.
Okay, I need some backup. Tara, why did you like it?
I liked it because it's like everything that Scott said he wanted from Stars Hollow. You got that quirkiness back. You have the post-its on the ground to lead you to the way that it's out of the alarm system. You have Kurt with a new job. I thought it was
not
just so...
Not the show. So I don't want to interrupt. Save your letters. The first scene,
but it's quirky. I get what you're saying. I honestly think if it wasn't beeping so loud, I think you would have thought of it differently.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if you take away the beeping of the alarm system, it would have been fine.
Because I wrote, once the alarm was off, it seemed more normal. I literally thought it was either like was having a bad day, or like they didn't write Rory. Something was so off for me with A.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting confused with the A,
like,
but I get it.
Pretty Alexis. Little liars over
Alexis,
here.
I know. Because my thing will go off if I say it.
Nobody thought
that?
I just wasn't with the acting. Even when we get to Lane's and Zach and what's his face are in there, and like even the Zach rant was well written, but I didn't think it was well acted. And I thought everybody just needed to calm down and just be a little more naturalistic. And Alexis is let's see if that trips it.
I'm wearing my headphones.
Okay, sorry.
She can't hear you.
Sorry.
I was
hope, and Alexis usually provides that for me, the grounding, right. The naturalistic type of acting, and everybody else
totally
can
agree.
And it was just for me, everybody was just kind of shrieking and shrill and over the top, and I was just kind of taken aback by it. The scenes just sort of laid there. There was no real movement of camera movement. Something was off about it.
I wrote new camera angles at Lorelai's.
Right.
Like something was just, it was almost like either one of two things. Hashtag trying too hard. Like everybody's like, oh, or like,
exactly.
It was the craft services bad that day and everyone had like diarrhea and they're trying to just get through it. Like, so.
That's probably it. Anyway,
the opening scene did have the clown pillow, though.
Mm. It did at 117. Mm. I wrote it down.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. So,
I mean,
yeah, it didn't start out well for me.
No, I agree. It was weird.
And I even went through their, 22 total scenes, and I remarked on all of them. So basically
it got better for me.
Yeah, it had to. I mean, it started off how could it get worse?
And like I love this show, so for everybody that writes like nasty crap, it's like they can't all be home runs.
You know,
so
even,
it's like, I'm just telling you what I thought.
But even,
I felt like A was acting weird.
But even Dean wasn't acting his usual.
Do not touch Dean.
Now, I'm touching Dean. Calm down. I'm touching Dean. I'm touching him up.
No.
Love Jared. But I think he got Gilmore'd somehow. I think he got Gilmore'd. He's like, he's sort of acting, you know, showy acting instead of being his natural self. And it's
the
just,
only time I'll give that to you is when we had the drunk scene. I was like, you're obviously not drunk.
He's a terrible drunk actor.
He's never been drunk before in his entire life. That was not drunk acting.
Right.
But
right.
Outside of that, I love him.
I so agree.
That's acting drunk is one of the hardest things to do there
for
an
actor. You should not do it.
But he had to. And
it was so bad.
And
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you act drunk.
Yeah.
Is it easier just to be drunk?
No, like, no, you can't do that.
Just take some shots.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Because what are you going to do when they, you know, because they're shooting a scene for several hours, right?
So Tori Spelling.
No,
Tori Spelling. Yeah. So I don't want to plug my other podcast, but if you like 90210. So on the 90210 episode where Donna Martin is super drunk, and it's like a very famous episode, Tori said she twirls in circles, you know, like spinning in circles.
Oh, to get like a drunk feeling.
10 times so that she's, right. And I thought, oh, pretty genius, girl.
Right. But remember, the thing as an actor you have to remember about being drunk, portraying a drunk, is that you're really, when you're drunk, you're trying to act straight.
Oh, right. You're trying to act normal.
Yes. Yes. So that's, and it really is a one little misstep and one little tilt of the head. That's all it takes. People just overdo it.
But what if Danielle made a great point? Like,
what if she did? Yes.
No,
can you point it out?
Jared started this show. He said how old in the interview? He was like 17.
17, right? 18, yeah.
So 18, 19, 20. He's barely 21, right? If he was, maybe he's never been drunk.
I don't know. I mean, let's get him back on.
Throwing it out there. You know,
I thought, but here's what I liked about what he did with the drunk stuff is he went for it. He didn't shy away from it. I mean, he really committed to it. So yeah. A lot of it for me, what he did worked. Okay. A lot. Okay. So let's say it's not polished. Okay. But for a lot of it did work for me. I got the idea that he was a little indicated, that's for sure. But I thought he did. He committed to it. He didn't shy away from it, and he went for it full force, which is better, you know, than being half-assed about it. So I commend him for that.
I want to commend you on the use of the word indicatee, because that's a perfect word. It was too like, I'm drunk.
Right. Instead of being drunk, you're acting drunk, and you're indicating that you're drunk. But, people, there are different drunks for different people. Maybe that's how he gets when he's really drunk. Who the hell knows, right? I mean, you get drunk a certain way, we're all different, right? So maybe that's how he does it, right? So I thought I want to defend him because I actually thought he did a pretty good job. As for all the other actors, I thought he was the best drunk.
Right. Well, and he was special guest star. Did anyone notice that?
I noticed that. I did. I wrote it down. I was like, oh, he's special guest star on this one. That means like, that's like special, right? Like when you get that, you're cool.
That's right.
First of all. It is, right, guys? Like I'm not making that up.
It has the word in it.
No, I know, but that means you're cooler. Like, you're not just a guest star.
Richard
Ed Herman gets special guest appearance and in the title credits. Mm-hmm. So he's special.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jared got special guest star. So, I'm going to go with that was special.
So the alarmy stuff actually had a life to it. So now we're introduced to Kirk in a new job with kind of a full meal of an episode because he's in three or four scenes. He's dressed up in that uniform. He's looking good. He's looking sharp. You know, this was his fault, you know, his screw up. But it's like here, you know, Kirk is finally given the stage in an underwhelming, kind of a disguise that is perpetually unfunny, in my opinion. Amy, what'd you think?
Wasn't my favorite. I hate to say it. The episode was getting better at that point, like as it went on, but I just was like.
You know what the problem with the show is? When this show fires on all cylinders, the bar is so high.
Yeah.
How are you going to maintain that? That's the problem with being so great at so many things in certain episodes, because you're great at comedy. You're great at the drama. You're great at the dramedy. You're great at all this stuff. It can even get slapsticky at times. And when all of that works, and it has worked several times in this show, and we've all opined about it, it doesn't get better than this, right? So when you miss when you miss that mark, it's tough, right?
And even when it's just a centimeter off,
right?
You're like, whoa, right. You're jarred by it.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me ask you this. What did you think, Scott and Tara, of the wedding in the gazebo? I did not recall that. Do you guys know what I'm saying?
The wedding? No. You mean Dean and...
Yeah, that they're setting it up and they're, the ceremony's like in the gazebo.
No, no, it was in the church. They came out of the church.
Oh, just the
party.
The party. The
right, right.
It was
right,
the party
right,
the okay. night before. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it was the pre... It wasn't the reception?
Yeah, that's why she goes to Lane and she's like, Lane, why didn't you tell me? Which I agree. Lane isn't being a really great friend.
And if you're talking about somebody that's off, it's Lane. Lane yeah. is
right,
off.
Right.
Right. I would, if I were Lane, the second I found out, I would call Rory, like, guess what? This is happening. Don't come here this weekend. You know, like.
To Lane's point, she told Rory, I didn't know you were coming home this weekend. Why isn't Rory telling Lane, I'm home. That is a good point.
Can we debate this for a second? Yeah. I'd like to know all y'all's perspectives if Lane really should have told Rory. I'm in this weird, similar predicament where my friend sort of had a crush on a guy and then I found out he's dating someone. And I'm just not going to say anything because I just hope she forgot she has a crush on him. So do you know what I mean? Like, maybe.
I don't agree.
Really wanna tell?
I actually think that, like, if it were me, I'd want to know. Like, I want to know when they're getting married just because it's like, I feel like it's kind of worse if you find out after the fact and knowing that your friend knew the whole time and wasn't telling you.
Yeah,
because Lane didn't say she didn't know. She just said, I didn't think you'd be home this weekend.
But I totally agree with you, Tara. But I'm kind of like, I wonder if like Lane and Rory are okay right now. Like maybe kind of Rory has left her in
Rory's
the dust.
Gone.
She's in,
I think they're okay. I think they're just in different parts of their lives. Like Rory's away at college and Lane's still home and she has a band. Like, you know, I think it's just, it happens with friendships.
Who wants to make that phone call though, where Lane calls Rory and goes, hey, just so you know, like your ex-boyfriend that you pretty much loved is getting married to a rando girl from your high school?
Yeah, but time out.
Ouch.
Rory screwed it up, so no sympathy there.
Yeah.
Like but Lane should have said something.
But
Lane,
I feel like it's not like you're calling for that purpose. Like, I feel like girlfriends just gossip to each other. Like, oh my God, guess what? You know, like, it's not.
I definitely found out when my ex got engaged. Like, you know, like, and I haven't seen this person. My high school boyfriend got engaged and literally my friend texted me, oh my God, he got engaged.
It's more of like it's more of like a gossipy thing than like warning.
Totally. I agree with you.
I don't know if it is when you're that, it's like your first true love and it was, I don't know.
But she had Jess after the fact, so it's not like it was like fresh off the relation. I mean, kind of, but not really.
Well, and there's so much like her. It was only like 4 minutes ago that her boyfriend punched her ex-boyfriend. Like, I don't know, Scott. What do you think? Would you have told?
It's just hard to believe that she didn't find out in some way.
Right, you know, or that Lorelai didn't.
Right.
Know.
It's like it's such a small town that everybody's so connected. And it's not like she cut everybody off. She just went 20 minutes away. You know, so she's coming home on weekends. So it's like, what? You know.
Well, I'm jumping ahead. Uh-huh. But do you think Luke needs to tell Lorelai or Rory about what Dean said?
You know, I really liked Luke in this episode because he really was the rock in this. Mm-hmm. You know, and he didn't meddle. He didn't get... You know, he didn't poke his nose in where it didn't belong, except telling Rory, like, he's trying to spare her feelings, right? Don't go to the wedding.
Oh,
you just don't want to go to the wedding. Because what he thought was going to happen was, you know, drunk Dean saying, I messed up, I miss Rory, you know.
Oh, my God. Right? I'm so glad you brought that up.
But I liked everything. I liked that he just minded his own business. He listened. He wasn't going to, you know... be a stone in anybody's shoe and a busybody and coming up and saying, well, and trying to send this, like in his mind, these are all kids. They made their choices, you know, let the chips
He's
fall
the
where they may.
He's the opposite of gossipy.
Yes.
He's the opposite of that.
Yes.
So I also thought it was very important to note that Rory just took Luke at his word. She sort of was like, huh? But then he said, don't go. And so she's like, okay.
I think it shows how much he cares for her and wanted
and
to protect
vice versa,
her.
Right, how much she respects him.
Right, right, right.
And that when she tells Lorelai, like, oh, Luke said, don't go, that Lorelai doesn't really question it either. It's like, all right, if he said, don't go, we're not going.
Right. Yeah.
Whoa.
I just don't know why neither of them are like interrogating a little bit more. Like, I would have been like, why? What do you know?
Right.
Tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're
right,
just like, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
so,
point.
Quick note before we keep going. Did you guys notice that they say Dave moved to California?
Boy, did I notice. Yes. Yeah. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
California.
He's in the OC. He moved to the OC, baby.
And that's the theme song.
I actually think it would have been funny if they actually said he moved to Orange County. I think California was cheeky enough, but I wouldn't have minded.
I thought it was funny when his bandmates were like, oh, no true rocker goes to college. And then Rory just starts listing off all like the famous people that went to college, like Mick Jagger. And I was just like, that's hilarious.
Can I throw one more flag on the play?
Yes,
did
please.
Did anybody think it was weird that Lane nor Dean, I don't know if that's the right use of the word nor, noticed her hair?
Dean did.
Neither of them commented on her.
I think Dean did.
Yeah, Dean did in his drunken slumber. Commented on her
hair. Oh, you're right. He didn't comment it to her, but he said it, and her new hair is all drunky. He didn't. Yeah, no one said definitely to her, oh my God, you got your hair cut. That was so weird.
Yeah. Well, what we're finding out now is the best thing about that band, which is Dave Rogalski, is gone.
Ugh,
like,
heartbreaking.
Darn. Darn it. Exclamation point. No more Dave Rogalski. No more Adam Brody. And we, how much did we enjoy?
Ugh.
And this is a big piece of the show. You know, it's something we really look forward to. It's gone.
Yeah.
Another piece of the show we really look forward to is Mother Daughter and, you know, and now that's kind of gone too. So it's like, it's a different show now. It's a different parenting. It's a different, you know, she's filling that empty, she's got an empty nest. What is she going to do? She's weekend mom. And now she's doing her, her in. And is the in stuff that compelling? Is the Suki Michelle, you know,
Michelle seemed off.
It's like, well, yeah, what's going on? These people were tight. Now he's being arrogant and distant, feeling all butthurt because he wasn't asked right away to be, he wasn't put on retainer.
Right? I have a weird question.
Yes.
This is season 4, episode 4?
Yes.
4.
Does it not seem like this is the episode they all came back from summer break? Like the haircut, Michelle looks different. It's like, are you sure you didn't film the first 3 last year? Like it's all weird.
Well, I was thinking that, but then I also remembered that last week, like, school hadn't really started. It had just started. Like, I think we started right before summer ended because she had to move into her dorm. So I think
I'm saying, like, in IRL, in real life, are we sure they didn't film those 3 episodes at the back end? Which I know you didn't. But, like, why did Alexis get her hair cut? Oh, God. Why did Alexis get her haircut now? Wouldn't you have thought she got it like for episode 1 of this season? And why does Michelle look weird? Like, what's going on?
This is demonstrating. Okay, let's take some of our more famous shows. Now, the examples I'm going to give are sitcoms, but still, I think it's germane. Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Friends. Mm-hmm. Take these people out of those sets and out of those situations, those dynamics, those friendships and relationships, what have you, you're lost, right? There are too many Gilmore characters out of their elements, out of their sets.
Michelle's at that weird fake W.
Yes, it's scrambling the brains of Gilmore fans. It's like, what's going on? Consistency matters in character, right? It's like, can you see Luke, working at Bergdorf Goodman in New York City, in a suit? What happened?
Tara Danielle, did you guys not think Michelle seemed a tad off?
He seemed off to me, but I felt like that was part of the script because he was at this new place. Like, and he's trying to be more posh, elevated, like the new place he's working at.
Right.
When the reality is who he really is. You know, what the Independence Inn was, he's like, for me, of course he felt off. Like, even his hair was like a little bit different and his clothes and like
different beard
and even the the headset, like all that stuff was very like posh and modern and forward. And that's why at the end when we cut to the dragonfly and they're taking the cute photo, he looks more like himself again.
But he still looked attached.
I think a good show makes a contract with its audience. And that contract is, we will not betray you. We will keep these characters in the setting in which you fall in love with them because we want you to keep coming back for more. And more. We want you to be comfortable. Now, whatever happens between the characters in those familiar settings, I think is, great.
I mean,
the unpredictable nature, but you cannot ask an audience to work this hard.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with what you're saying this episode. I actually find Rory at Yale very comfortable and real to me. And I know that
I do not. I think it's too soon.
For me, I know what the future holds, and I literally love the Yale stuff that's coming. I'm just because I'm also Team Logan, so whatever. But this episode is all wonky to me.
I also thought that, like, for Michelle, I think he didn't want to show Lorelai and Suki that, like, he didn't want to beg to come back. Because I get that. Like, he wanted to be like, look, I have this new job. I'm doing great. But deep down, he wanted that ask.
Right.
Totally. He wanted Lorelai to say, no, Michelle, I need you at the Dragonfly Inn. And then as soon as that kind of switched, because at first I think he felt rejected and left behind. So he was like, I am doing good in my new job and yada, yada.
And then the weirdest W of all.
Okay. But wait a minute. Okay. Here's what I'm talking about. One of the weirdest scenes I've ever seen on this show. One of the strangest, oddest, weirdest, most out of context scenes I've ever seen. Is the conversation in Lorelai's kitchen with Suki, Lorelai and Suki, talking about, you know, some of Michelle's more objectionable characteristics.
Right.
Do we really like him? Well, he is kind of obnoxious. I mean, just like judgy. And then they figure, it's like, what is going, it's like they're tearing down the character before our very eyes instead of allowing the audience to enjoy these people in the setting in which they're used to enjoying them in.
Yeah,
I thought it was bizarre. It's a show that is turning on itself, turning too inward and getting too analytical. And
that was weird
because
he's like
work.
One of their closest friends.
Right. All of a sudden then, he's gone and everybody's got hurt feelings and they didn't do the right thing. And it just leads, like, that bad choice leads to more bad choices and more bad scenes.
Okay. First of all, you nailed it, because the only thing weirder than them ripping on Michelle was the odd scene in the fake W, as I call it, because the lighting was so weird. Mm-hmm. It almost looked like, I was like, is this the show? Did nobody have that? I was like, is this a commercial? What is this? Like, it was like weird purpley. It was just, where were we?
I don't know why I was okay with it. Like, I was totally okay with it. I liked it. I liked the whole...
Sacrilege.
It was weird.
Oh, it was sacrilege. You were taking one of the most beloved characters of that series and putting him in, you know, an outpost somewhere that and completely unrecognizable as a character and a completely unfamiliar setting. I think that's sacrilege.
But the payoff is he's now a part of the Dragonfly Inn. You know what I mean? So, like, he had to go there for 2 minutes of an episode, but he's back.
True. I mean, I think they could have just said he was just like hanging out at home and here he's ready to work again. I don't know.
That's not Michelle, though. Michelle's not going to hang out at home. He's going to like try to rub it in your face that he's doing okay.
So why was it so why isn't Michelle part of the team trying to find money or supporting all of this? Like, just so
and
that
maybe
he's
they
still
just,
part
I guess
of
they
it.
They don't have any money to pay him right now. What's weird is, as a whole, I like this episode, but as we're breaking it down, I'm like, yeah, that's weird.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Did no one think it was weird that Dean invited his ex-girlfriend to his wedding without consulting Lindsay?
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not only that, but the day before.
The day before.
Like, Lindsay's not going to want to see Rory there. Like,
no, she kind of like,
I was more shocked that she was going to go.
Yeah.
If I don't know what was weirder. I felt like once he invited her, she had to. It was so awkward.
Yeah, she did kind of fall into that, like, oh, I guess I have to, but it was better she didn't.
And then I wrote, Rory seems weird again. So weird.
Well, I feel like besides the first scene, I think it is weird to have your ex, your first love, to get married and know all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's and off. See like, it. She, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to relate to her. But the first time and as far as we know, this is her first time coming home after, you know, while going away for college, is weird. It's not like, it's not normal. You're like, whoa, I am back in my hometown, even though it hasn't been a year or she's been away or whatever. But that first time coming home from college is weird.
Well, they they certainly had that effect on the entire show. That's for sure. God. And you know, the mail joke, like the people keep delivering the mail to the wrong people and they get it to town hall and everybody's got it's like what? The town meeting was flat. They kept doing the alarm joke and the mail joke and it's like, is this ever going to end?
I don't even think Luke was at the town meeting.
Miss Patty came into Luke's to deliver mail.
Well, yeah, but
how are you using these characters? I mean, Liz Torres is a brilliant comedic actress. Can you just give her something that has to do with the dance studio or something? Now she's a mail person. I don't know. It just, I didn't like it.
And what? Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Tailor so shop. Can we go into the tailor shop?
That's what I want to talk about next. Is like Taylor's being such an ass.
Yeah, but that's Taylor. Now at least I thought, okay, now he's negotiating. He wants something. Okay, now I'm starting to hook into this episode a little bit, you know, because I love Taylor. And she's in there, and it's like, what's happening, and what's with these rules, and, you know.
And she did almost forget to pay.
Yeah, and it's Monday. They're coming Monday, and the inspectors, and it's...
Chocolate. I mean, you're right.
Hey, dumbass, you know, the Historical Preservation Society has a large say in what goes on in any historic town.
You're right, this was more...
manufactured,
like, felt real though. It felt Gilmore-y.
Finally a Gilmore issue, right? Something that's right, but it's like at least Taylor's in there negotiating with her, and we've got somewhat of a humorous scene. Town hall meeting, that
the happiest donut did crack me up.
That's the first time I laughed. But it did seem like the high school play. I have written down here, this town meeting seems like the high school play.
Well, I also thought, how inappropriate that someone called out Taylor's magazine.
The girly magazine.
That was...
And he goes, these are lifestyle magazines.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
So much are you kidding me on that?
This is injected into the show?
That was weird.
Are you kidding me? Girly magazines for Taylor, and that's supposed to be funny?
That was weird.
Wow.
Wait, I thought it was funny.
Wow.
I thought it was too.
I thought it was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was weird.
We were witnessing character destruction on a scale I have never seen this show do. I mean, it's just like, tear down Michelle, tear down Taylor. You know, it's just like, Jesus.
And then someone said, can I slap him? What was that part? Because I was like, oh.
Who said somebody wanted to slap Taylor?
It was, yes. I think I wrote down the line. Someone said, can I slap him? I think it was when the three of them were, Michelle said it, I think. Oh, I was like, oh, this is just so awkward.
Right. I Gypsy was involved in the mail. And, you know, she was delivering mail at the town hall meeting. And I just wrote, this is really weird.
I was happy to have Gypsy back, though, because we hadn't seen her in a while. And so,
you know what? Just for me, none of the jokes and none of the insults worked at all. It was just so uninteresting. And it was hard to sit through it. It really was, because I didn't recognize it.
But did you recognize Schmidt?
Yes, Max Greenfield.
Who's Schmidt?
I saw the scene and I was like, Max Greenfield. Schmidt.
Okay, so there's this show called New Girl, it starring Zooey Deschanel and an actor named Max Greenfield. Is that right, Danielle?
Yeah.
And he played this very amazing character, Schmidt, and he's at the bachelor party. He's one of those dudes that comes into your diner.
Okay. What's so funny is right now he's like going viral on TikTok because his daughter made him do a TikTok dance. So like the timing of it all was very funny too. I was like, hey, I just saw his TikTok.
Yeah, so all those guys come into your diner, mm-hmm. one of them Schmidt. Like, mm-hmm. what did you all think about the bachelor party? And it was phase one.
I wanted to know what phase two was. They just kept saying, strippers. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Scott, I actually thought I will agree that you were very good in this episode, and I'm not just blowing smoke because you're here. Luke seemed very Luke-like. He wasn't off.
Well, no, and I think it was especially poignant because he didn't want to be involved in the proceedings, and as I was watching the episode, I felt the same way.
But if you guys...
It was kind of the perfect antidote. I finally identified with somebody.
Yeah, you called it. You're like, the bachelor party's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I thought was really cool, is that Luke literally saved Dean from himself that night. Like, because Dean was starting to mumble and say things about Rory at the diner in front of all his friends. And only Luke was the one that caught on. And he was like, oh, buddy, I'm not going to let this happen to you.
Yeah.
And literally pulled him away and was like, all right, guys, like, you know, bachelor party's over.
Yeah, Luke.
Very father figure-y.
Yeah, he took care of the poor Dean. Yeah. Good,
Dean said, why didn't she love me?
And he said she's so smart and so pretty. Oh, yeah, he does say the prettiest hair. Why didn't she love me? What do you guys think?
I think the guy needs to see a therapist. I mean, it's like, how much abuse can he take from one person? I mean, he spilled his guts out. He builds her a car. He loves her purely, and he's dumped. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. He goes to the Gilmore house for dinner. Dumped on. Okay. He gets the message. He goes away. Fine. What the hell? You know, this is what young people do. They constantly come back for more abuse. It's like, get away from her, man.
Yeah.
She doesn't want you. She doesn't know what she wants. She's too young.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if she doesn't want him. I think she's very...
just too young. And it's like, let her live her life. And she's just not ready. She's just not ready to get married. She's got bigger fish to fry.
Does anyone think it's a good idea for Dean to be getting married?
No. No, not at all.
Well, apparently, obviously not in his current state. If his heart is with Rory... You know, Lindsay's going to get the short end of that stick, you know, so no pun intended.
Yeah, he should not. Like, if you guys lived in Stars Hollow, here's the question. And you're at the wedding and they say, does anyone object?
Well, I don't think people know the extent of why it's a bad idea outside of probably Luke at this point. Like, I think everyone's just kind of like
they might just say like, oh, they're young, but I think that's all they really know.
Yeah, like Luke is kind of the one that has the information right now that this is a bad idea.
There, you know, listen, there's one thing that I know. Adults cannot stop young passion. It will go in the direction that it's going to go in, and nobody can stop it if it's that strong, you know. He's a young guy. He wants to be married. He wants to settle down. He wants to have children. He wants to have a real life. He thought it was going to be, you know, Rory. It's, you know, she didn't want any part of it. So, you know, it's just, that's okay. That's how it works out sometimes.
Danielle, right? What a future, because you don't know, do you see for Dean and Lindsay?
I mean, I don't think they're going to make it. At some point, they're going to break up, but TBD.
Any other premonitions?
That's my premonition. Is that Lindsay's going to get jealous of something that Rory and Dean do, like whether they hang out or whatever. And then that's going to be the cause of them to go there.
I'll tell you one thing. This show really does not do weddings very well, do they? I mean, Jesus. They're botching everything.
It's a Sunday. That's the worst. That's the worst offense.
Like, oh, that's the worst day for a wedding.
Jesus, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, can we have a nice wedding and everybody's in love? Like, what's wrong with these people?
Right, because they bring their A game for like the town festival.
Why are they botching weddings all the time? I don't get it. Wasn't there a wedding earlier? Was it Christopher's wedding or who got married?
No, there was that beautiful wedding at the
who
inn,
was it?
Though.
Sherry?
Remember
who
that? Was?
No.
Remember that woman, that sort of overbearing woman with the annoying daughter who was married.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about the main characters. But what didn't David's
whose wedding was it when Rory kisses Jess?
I thought it wasn't that Christopher and Sherry?
No, I think it was.
Who was it?
Was it Suki? Was it Suki's wedding to Jackson?
It was Suki's wedding.
Yeah. Suki's wedding to Jackson.
So they didn't botch that one up. They
gave. Oh, but it wasn't in the town. It was at the inn.
It was at the inn, and it was a nice wedding, right?
The lesson is have Lorelai plan your wedding.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't do it in the town.
Yeah. Have the professional do it.
Jeez. Okay. So they got a wedding. They got a decent wedding.
So now we go to the inn, and we go through this whole to do with Suki and Michelle. Are there with Lorelai and Taylor's inspecting, and that's when we learn, aha, it's really about his ice cream truck.
I just love that he never actually asked Luke. Like he played it all up as if like Luke is gonna say no.
Because Luke would have said no because
Luke would have said
Taylor.
No to Taylor, but like right. when Luke was like, sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but he's like, yeah, it's fine. I was like, oh my God. Really?
He goes, sure, what do I care? Oh God. And that's when she realizes the thing I've realized in life. It's about scratching backs and kissing things.
That was funny.
Remember, just, so,
Yeah. Yeah. Big monologue in the diner. That was a lot of, that's a word salad coming out, you know? Okay. So where are we now?
Well, so now is really where we have Luke, you know, goes to talk to Dean. So right after we find out about the ice cream truck is when Luke
he makes him his little hangover
Dean
drink
with his hangover, and they have sort of a talk.
Right. That was my favorite scene. That's one of my favorite Luke scenes. And I wrote, Luke is a badass.
Yeah.
You know, he just, cause he just stared at the guy and he's like, you know, he's not going to offer any real opinion, and he's just going to, all right, this kid is in a crisis, and there's, you know, I'm not a therapist. I can just listen to him, and there's nothing I can do about it anyway. Cause I think he learned that lesson from dealing with Jess. It's like, you can do your best, you know, and they're just going to do what they want anyway. Right.
Well, God, that's such a really something I want to talk about, is that Luke is a man of few words, but I think sometimes that's the right way to be. He's kind of going, I'm bringing you this drink. You know what I'm sort of saying to you with my face.
Mm-hmm.
And he does choose to go to Rory and say, don't go.
Mm-hmm. Her, he will intervene, sure. Spare her feelings, right? Because what was he actually trying to prevent her from seeing? Like Dean saying, leaving Lindsay at the altar and just not showing up. Mm-hmm. What was he trying?
That's a great question.
So what was he trying to prevent Rory from seeing?
Who's he saving? Is he saving Rory or Dean? Because I felt it more as if he was saving Dean.
I was about to say
because
the same thing.
Dean is the one that's drunkenly mumbling these things at the diner and saying how much he misses her. It's not Rory doing that. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. I felt like he was saving Dean.
So you're thinking like, hey, Rory, butt out. Don't mess this kid up. He's vulnerable.
I think Luke is like,
your presence is going to mess him up.
Yeah. Yes. You're going to mess him up if he goes. But also, like, Rory, like,
but I think he
best
knows
for all parties involved for you not to go.
Yes. Yeah. I think Luke knows Rory doesn't want Dean right now in that way. Right. So he's saying it's only going to cause everybody pain and heartache
if you
go. Imagine she goes and then Dean's like, you're the one I love. And then Rory has to tell him again, I don't love you. So I feel like Luke is sort of has everybody's best interests at heart.
Jesus, it's a wedding. It's a wedding, and they're treating it like it's a funeral. Like, avoid it. Don't go. You'll be ripped apart. It's awful. You know, it's like, Jesus.
But I feel like
wedding.
But I feel like he kind of like saved all that drama that would come if she went. Yeah. Like, just don't go. Yeah. Don't have conflict. Like, stay out of it.
I will say that scene.
So in other words, the best part of what Gilmore could be, Luke saved us from. Good. Now we don't get to see anything.
I did.
That's
think
actually
that,
so accurate.
It's like, what was the point?
Because I would have loved to see that.
I would have loved to see it too. There's your episode. Hello.
Danielle, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I did feel a runaway groom scene coming.
Yeah.
Coming. And I was like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And then obviously Luke saved the day. But I don't know, guys. I liked how that played out, though.
Well, I liked that they just totally, for me, it became more about their relationship with Luke, Rory and Lorelai's, because he said, don't go. And even when Rory tells Lorelai, she says, Luke said, don't go. He seemed serious.
She says,
he seemed serious. And so they don't.
We are missing the fact that Luke tried calling Lorelai a bunch of times and she did not answer her phone or anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it could have been, he could have needed to tell Lorelai.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, which is like very funny because, I mean, well, I guess also in that time, like everyone had cell phones, but I don't think it's like we weren't actively texting like we do now. But I thought of it more of like she is in a really busy time with the inn. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really fault her in that. But also it was very odd that no one could get a hold of her.
Agree. But she's out at the inn dealing with that meeting, so maybe she's like trying to focus on that.
Look, yeah. I want to interject here. I'm going to take us back to scene 13, because this is my favorite line of the entire show. when Lorelai was chasing Taylor down the street after the town hall meeting and cornered him. And he said, "My God, Lorelai, you scared me. I almost blew my emergency whistle."
Okay. I love that.
It's like, yeah. All right, finally.
I love that line too, but not to be a topper to me when she says, "What was his body language like?" Tall.
Are we saying best lines?
We might as well.
Mine's from Dean when he goes, "The two of you are definitely beef. It's not like you resemble beef or anything, though."
I always liked the Kirk lines when he was like, "My family tree dates back to the 12th century knight," and then Lorelai's like, "Wow," and he's like, "Oh yeah, like Ted Knight," like as if like,
that one fell flat for me.
I just love Kirk's lines. I think that's why.
Ted Knight. Did he really say that? I think I wrote down. Did he really just say that? Not Ted Knight. Okay.
So, do you have any inside things, Scott, or should we name like out of 1 out of 10 beef plates at a wedding?
I do have some stuff. Hang on.
Okay.
My crack team just emergency emailed me.
Good. Okay, good.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too.
So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, here we go. A few things for this episode. At 1 minute, Clown Pillow does show up. So, Daniel, nice grab on that. Nice catch. One of Dean's bachelor party friends is played by Max Greenfield. Nice catch again. And that was, he was in The New Girl, ran for 7 seasons on Fox. At 32:18, 32 minutes and 18 seconds for a very quick second. When the scene at the Dragonfly opens, you can see 4 windows on the second story. But back in season 1, when Rachel and Lorelai went to look at the property, there were only 3 windows on the second floor. Ooh. And my team did provide photo evidence. So we're going to be going, you know, we might drag.
Yeah, let's get that.
We
on
might haul Instagram people into court. Here's a discussion topic. Do you think Dean ever realized that when he spent the night at Luke's, he slept in Jess's bed?
Oh, whoa. I thought of that.
Whoa. Talk yes. about a bomb. Wow.
Juicy. Wow.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because it was one thing I thought when I was watching but didn't write it down. I was like, this is Jess's turf. Like, is it weird that he's here? Oh, my God. That's good. That's really good.
What else do we want to discuss with this episode? You want to just give it to, like,
how many plates of beef?
How many plates
and
of beef?
And are you a chicken or beef or a vegetarian option?
Tara, go ahead.
How many plates of beef? And then are you chicken, beef, or vegetarian?
I liked it. I'm going to give it 7 chicken plates.
Yeah, I'm a chicken girl. I'm a chicken girl too, and I'm gonna give it 7.5 chicken plates.
I am gonna go for the beef. Mm-hmm. I love chicken. I'll even take a vegetarian option, but just in this case, I'm actually giving it 7 beef plates, even though I had a lot of criticism of it. 7 beef plates.
I'm going to give it both. I'm going to do chicken and beef, because I love both. And I do love the vegetarian option as well. So maybe I'll do all 3. But unfortunately, that's just going to be 1 plate each. So it's going to be 3 plates.
So 3 plates.
Three plates. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry. This one. Yeah.
I thought we all were going to like this episode.
No.
Before you guys jumped on, Danielle and I were like, wow, this is a good one.
I know. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. But hey, we all have different lenses, and that's what makes this fun.
Yep.
Agree. You just never know, you know. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this dumpster fire of an episode, at least our analysis of it. I think we split it right down. We split the baby right down the middle to 50% pro, 50% con. Next episode, season 4, episode 5, The Fundamental Things Apply. Thank you, ladies, Tara Sue, Daniel Roma, Amy Sugarman. It's always unpredictable fun and hilarity and gaiety. And keep those cards and letters coming. Remember, we're going to tell the truth over here. We're going to give you our honest opinion of how we felt, how it impacted us. And that's just what we do here. On a side note, listen, you know, I love this show probably more than most people. I was on it. I put, you know, thousands and thousands of hours into portraying this character and being a part of the show and promoting this show. And I've never seen the show. And I think the point that I made earlier is salient. I think that when this show gets it right, there's nothing that can touch it. There's just nothing that can touch it. And I so want to see those episodes every week. But I think that's asking too much because of the heights that this show has achieved and can achieve and usually does achieve. So when there's something that comes up a little short, it is maybe a bit of a disappointment, but I don't mean to go so negative on it. It's just like, I just want them to be better. That's all. So pointing these things out, I hope, is a little bit enlightening, instructional for everybody. I don't know. I just see things that way. I don't expect everybody to agree with me, and I don't think anybody wants to live in a world where everybody agrees with them. So And that's why we do the show. And that's why we think it's having a big effect on people and in a positive way. And just sort of keeping this, the spirit of Gilmore Girls alive, since we don't know when new episodes are going to come or if they're going ever going to come again. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. But we are going to give our honest opinions.
Yes.
And so, but definitely keep the cards and letters coming. You are the podcast. You help improve this podcast. We read your feedback, good or bad, and about what we're doing. And we do adjust what we're doing based on what you say. Sometimes. Other times we go, no. But anyway, much love, and we'll see you next time. Be safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.